We continue 16 lines up from the bottom on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We're done with the Agadata for now. The Mishnah told us before, Ein Mistaprim B'chomok Mehem B'chomokom, that according to Reb Meir, you don't get a haircut from an idolater no matter what, because we're concerned for murder. But the Chachamim said that it's okay if it's done in public, but not in private. Tan Rabbanan, Yisrael HaMistaprim Me'obit Kochavim Ro'a B'mare. When a Jew is getting a haircut from an idolater, he should insist on a mirror. Because, as Rashi says, if he's looking at a mirror, the idolater will think that he's a chashuv person, as the Gemara is going to explain this as well, and therefore he's going to be afraid to murder him. But Obed Kochavim HaMistaper Mi Yisrael, and conversely, when an idolater is getting a haircut from a Jew, Kivan Shehigia LeBloriso, Shomed Es Yado, when the Jew gets to the Bloriso, which Rashi says is a place where the Ovdei Kochavim, the special piece of hair that they save for idolatry, for their idols, he should drop his razor or his scissor from that spot. He shouldn't cut in that area, because then he's going to be assisting the idolater in his idolatry. Amar Mar. So now, the Gemara analyzes. We said before, Yisrael HaMistapra Me'ovir Kochavim Ro'o B'mare Heichidami. We just said that Yisrael can insist on a mirror, and that's okay. Well, what's okay? How does that make it better? If this haircut is taking place in a public domain, Lamali Mara, what do you need the mirror for? It's permissible according to the Chachamim. And if it's in a private domain, Kiro Mayhavi. Well, even if you have a mirror, who cares? You're alone. You're secluded. It's not going to make a difference, presumably. Gemara answers, La'olam Rishas HaYachid. No. We can assume we're talking about a private domain where you're insisting on a mirror. The kivandika mare mischazika adam chashuv. Since you're insisting on a mirror, you give off the impression that you're important, that your looks are important, and as a result, he's going to be afraid to murder an adam chashuv. So therefore, there's a heter at this point to get a haircut in a private domain from an idolater. Rav Chana bar Bisna hava mistaper me'ovid kachabim mishvili din arda. Rav Chana would get a haircut from an idolater in Shvili Din Harda, and we're going to have to see whether this is considered a private domain or a public domain. Amrle Chana Ya'i Koaich Lezuga. So the idolater said to him, Chana, your neck is good for a razor. In other words, it's the perfect for me to murder you. Amar, Rav Chana said back to him, Tasi li da Abri Ezra Meir. I deserve it. It's coming to me that I should be killed because I went against Rameer's opinion. Rameer said you're not allowed to get a haircut from an idolater, b'chol makom, private or public. And I was violating Rameer's ruling. So the Gemara says, what, he only violated Rameer's opinion? Fa'ad Rabbanan lover, he didn't violate the Rabbanan's opinion? The Rabbanan said you're not allowed to get a haircut in a public domain, right? Amar, Amor, the Amar Rabbanan b'shas Arabim. When the Rabbanan were lenient, was only in a public domain. But did they say that you're not allowed to get it? You're allowed to get a haircut from an idolater in a private domain? Shvili Din Harda presumably is a private domain. So not only would he be violating Rameir for getting a haircut in Shvili Din Harda, he would also be violating the Rabbanan's opinion. Answers the Gemara, Vahusavar Shvili Din Harda, Kivan Shchichi Rabim, Kirishus Harabim Damu. However, he thought that Shvili Din Harda, even though it's technically a private domain, but because it's a thoroughfare, it's considered a Rishus Harabim, and therefore he says, I'm violating Rabbi Meir's opinion only by getting a haircut in Rishus HaRabim, but by getting a haircut in Rishus HaYachid, I would be violating the Rabbanan's opinion, because the Rabbanan would permit a haircut in Rishus HaRabim. But based on this Gemara, says Tosvos, it sounds that even getting a haircut in Rishus HaRabim would be prohibited based on this story, because he refused to get a haircut from it. He was upset. He said, it was coming to me, Rav Chana said, that it was coming to me that I'm getting a haircut, that I deserve to die because I violated Rav Meir's opinion, that I shouldn't be getting a haircut in a public domain. So Tosos writes at the end Usher least of this long tosos, usher least tapra me over kachavim, elim kein ro b'mare. If you use a mirror, that would be okay. And even in Rishas HaRabim, you should insist on a mirror, because if you don't use a mirror in Rishas HaRabim, it would be usher to get a haircut, based on Rav Chana's story, because Rav Chana didn't insist on a mirror. If he would have insisted on a mirror, like earlier in the Gemara, then he would have been okay. But Tosos does point out one other important point, that this prohibition is only when an idolater is using a razor. But when they're using his scissors, then we're okay. So long as there is another person with you, then you're okay. What do you mean, how can you use a razor on a Jew? Well, there are places, technically, where you can use a razor for a haircut. Or maybe even a shave, but using scissors, where the danger is not as serious, if there's another person with you, then it's permissible, seems to be, even in a Rishus HaYachid. Now the Gemara continues, the Ovid Kochavim Hamistabra Miyisrael, Kivin Shigilu Blarisa Shomines Yedo. So we mentioned before that if a Jew is giving a haircut to an idolater, he shouldn't cut the Blarisa, the special piece of hair, for the idolatry. The Kama, well, what area is this? Or when he gets to this area, he has to stop. Amrav Malkia, Amrav Adabar Ava, Shlosha Etzbos. He says 3 hand breaths away from this lock, he should already stop. L'chol Ruach V'ruach, around the whole area. Amar Rav Chanina, Breda Rav Ika, Shvut Shvachos V'gumos Rav Malkiya. I'm not going to get into the details, but since we just had a ruling for Rav Malkiya with the hay, Rav Chanina points out that the laws of Shvut Shvachos and Gumos, 3 different halachos, not in our Gemara, we always follow the ruling of Rav Malkiya with a vav, but Bloris, Efer Makla, Ugvina, Rav Malkiya. And the case of Bloris, which is ours with the hair, and the other two, that's Rav Malkiya with the hay. Amra Papa, Rav Papa has a slight disagreement and says, Masnisinu Masnisa Rav Malkiya, Shmaisisa Rav Malkiya. A Mishnah or a Braisa, we follow Rav Malkiya when it's his opinion, but a Shmaisa, when it's something, an idea which is learned out from a back and forth in the Gemara, that we would follow Rav Malkiya with a Vav. The Simana, and how do you remember this? Masnisa Malkisa. Whenever you have a Masnisa, like a Mishnah or a Braisa, that's Malka, that's queen, and therefore, it sounds like a hey, Malkasa, so therefore we follow Malkiya. My Beno, so what's the difference between Rav Papa's opinion and Rav Chanina's opinion? Ike Beno Shvachos says that the ruling of Shvachos was actually, which we said before, according to Rav Chanina, was Rav Malkiyo's opinion, whereas the Shvachos is actually a Mishnah, and therefore we would follow the Rav Malkiya. It would be considered Rav. We wouldn't follow Rav Malkiya, we would follow Rav Malkiya in that case. And Rashi says, well, you have to split them up. It's going to be 3 and 3. You can't have a four and two dispute. So he says, the Efer Makla, turns out, is learned out from a Shmaisasa, and therefore it would be followed Rav Malkiya's opinion and not the ruling of Rav Malkiya. But that's not really for our discussion. The point is for us that when a person wants to get a haircut from a Jew, then the Jew cannot contribute to the bloris, the cutting the bloris at all, and therefore he has to leave an extra space around the area of the bloris. I'm not sure if the idolater would appreciate that type of haircut, but I guess it's something that has to be explained to them in advance. Nowadays, in most places of the world, the hair is not used for idolatry, and therefore a Jew can give a haircut to anyone without any fear of contributing to idolatry. So those are the two Gemaras here about with regards to haircuts. With regards to a Jew getting a haircut from an Ovid Chavim, he should insist on a mirror. And nowadays, and that's only by a razor, but by scissors were more lenient. Nowadays, there's nothing to be concerned about in that domain, whether it's public or private. And when an idolater gets a haircut from a Jew, the Jew has to be careful not to cut in certain areas. But again, in our time, there's nothing to be concerned about.